for some in their lives, this is, though, the Healthy Michigan Plan, which saw yesterday the federal government, the Obama administration, approving a key waiver that essentially, I think we could say, for all intents and purposes, allows our state to continue. It's rather, you know, it's kind of a singular program here, the Healthy Michigan Plan. This helps more than 600,000 people in the state of Michigan. Politically, not everybody's been on board with this from the start, and that's okay. I mean, you can go back and forth, but it is the rule in Michigan, and there are some folks who are very happy about this waiver, including our next guest here, who's Rick Murdoch, the executive director of the Michigan Association of Health Plans. He's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm okay. So kind of describe with for our listeners where this went in terms of the waiver and what's a little bit different with the upcoming year with the Healthy Michigan Plan versus when it was kicked off.
Sure. This actually was good news for everyone to hear yesterday, and it was a long way in coming. You know, we implemented the Healthy Michigan Act. You know, it wasn't a popular thing, as you mentioned. It passed by one vote in the Michigan legislature. But, you know, you can tell it met a need because of the extraordinary demand and enrollment. We're up to close to 600,000 very rapid enrollment, so it's clearly meeting a need of folks who need health insurance coverage. The waiver was part of the law that was passed by Michigan to impose, shall we say, our own stamp of innovation that would push the envelope a little bit. It dealt with those part of the Health of Michigan group that would be above 100% of poverty and below 138. So it's a smaller subgroup, but it put limits on their eligibility in Medicaid, and it also put a new out-of-pocket maximum in terms of personal responsibility, which is something that CMS, the federal government, typically would not approve. So we weren't sure until we got the letter yesterday from CMS that this was going to be approved. So it's good news. We have to go forward now. And there's a lot of requirements in the state act in terms of performance and demonstration of improvement in health care and health status. So it was good news, but now we have to get the work done.
If we're visiting here with Rick Murdoch, who is the executive director, the Michigan Association of Health Plans. So what if that waiver had not been approved? What would the fallout have been?
Well, the fallout would have been certain. The state act that passed the Healthy Michigan Act had a repealer that if the federal government did not approve this second waiver by December 31st of this year, then it would automatically trigger that repealer, and then within the next 90 days, the enrollment of those 600,000 folks would have been lost. So it would have been a significant impact to the state, and we would have gone back to a scenario where folks were getting, you know, care, delayed care in the emergency room and other high-cost settings and avoiding the various preventive services that are provided now. So it would have been severe.
Just from a logistical standpoint, it would have been chaos, fair to say?
I'm not sure. Chaos. It certainly would be from an individual perspective. If you have coverage now and you don't, I think that's a significant impact, and you can call that personal chaos. From
sure.
a system-wide, you know, it might have created a lot of disruption, but I think from the individual, that's where we have to look at.
So now the MAHP, which is your association, the Michigan Association of Health Plans, you're the unified, you know, voice for 17 of these overall, and as you go forward, does anything change significantly for you today and for these plans because of that waiver approval for Healthy Michigan, or is it basically status quo?
I wish it was status quo. No. The challenges as we go forward are laid out in federal law. First of all, the state of Michigan will be obligated to begin paying match or the state financing for this program beginning January of 2017. So the budget that the governor's developing right now will have to develop that. And the provision of the Healthy Michigan Act is that state obligation has to be covered through savings, not through new revenue. Mm. So what we're trying to do within our plans and working with the Department of Health and Human Services here at the state mm-hmm. is to demonstrate where those savings are coming from on a system-wide basis. So it's a challenge. It's pushing our members and the providers they contract with to be very efficient and keep folks out of the hospital and demonstrate that. So it's not status quo. It's continue to push the envelope in healthcare efficiency.
Healthy Michigan continues on with the waiver. Rick Murdoch, Executive Director, Michigan Association of Health Plans. We appreciate you joining us today, and have a very happy holiday season.
Yeah, happy holidays to your listeners as well. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Rick. More ahead, 1320. This is WILS.